Hey there, and welcome back to the Eclectic Hedge Witch podcast. So for today, I wanted to talk about a topic that came up during this previous new moon, and that's shadow work. So shadow work is something that I think is extremely important to your craft to allow you to basically reach your highest self, to get to your best place. Now, if you don't know what shadow work is, it's the idea that we're all beings of light and energy, and whenever there's something negative that happens to us that causes, it can have effects and essentially cause a shadow, blocking some of that light. Now, certain things will affect us differently than others. So just as an example, I'm going to talk about something very personal that came up in the shadow work that I had to do this past new moon. Long story short, it just kind of clicked one day as to what was the issue. So some people that I know are currently learning how to play guitar. There are people at work, so every now and then during their lunch hour or something, I'll hear somebody struggling to tune a guitar or plunking at the strings very awkwardly while they're learning, and it, for some reason, hearing that made me feel very angry about it, about how they were doing it wrong or anything like that. And it's not that I recognized at the time that wasn't okay, you know, they were still learning, whatever. But for some reason, just hearing people talk about how much they love to play their instruments or music or whatever just started to make me feel angry. So I had to eventually sit down and actually look at myself and see what was going on. So I'll explain to you what this was for me. So long story short, I won't go into detail, but I grew up around a lot of not so great people and a lot of not so great situations, suffered a lot of abusive situations or toxic situations, and it was not a good time. So when I was very young, I started at one point taking guitar lessons, doing that, and long story short, that was kind of my one form of escape that I really had. It was the one thing that I had. So it was, to me, guitar was the greatest thing in the world. Music was the greatest thing in the world. I was going to be a musician. However, in my late teens, I started to develop depression. And what happened there was, if you're not aware, depression can make you lose interest in things that you previously loved. So because of that, I, for a very long time now, have not been able to get any joy from playing any instruments or playing music at all. I just feel nothing with it anymore. And for me, that was a very devastating thing because at one point in time, music was my entire life. It was the only thing I really cared much about. It was all I had. And it was pulled away by this mental illness. And that was extremely difficult. And I never really worked through it. I just sort of buried that away and locked it away. And it started to rear its ugly head when I was seeing other people discover their love of music. And that was extremely difficult for me because I never really worked through the fact that I had to lose that. And the way how I was able to work through it was realizing that the only reason why music and playing an instrument was so glorified in my life was because of how bad my life was at the time. I was glorifying a version of my life and a version of myself that I really don't want to be anymore, and that I really, in a place that I don't really want to be at anymore. And honestly, like, between all these different things that happened at that point in my life, once I started to lose music and a bunch of other things, depression, that's actually when I started to also come across Wicca and paganism and witchcraft, and that was also a big part of my path. It all kind of happened around the same time in my life. I would definitely not be where I am today. I wouldn't have a lot of the things that I have right now if I still played music. If that was still my life, I don't think I would have gone to college. I don't think I would have ended up with the great job that I have. You know, I honestly don't think I would have ended up with the husband that I have, even though we were together back then and, you know, still are now. I don't think we'd still be together if I was still the person. I hadn't had to go through all of that change. And I think I'm way better off now than I would have been then. even though it sucks that, you know, I lost something so big, and I think it needed to happen to some degree. And that was, it might sound small, but for me that was a big thing. You know, I was always the artsy kid growing up that, you know, played a bunch of instruments and was super into it, and, you know, got their first job just so they could buy new guitars and amps and supplies and things like that. And that was, for a while, that was my entire identity, which is why it was such a big deal that it was pulled away. So recently I've had to work through that, and now I feel like instead of feeling angry at people loving and enjoying their music, it's more of a, okay, I'm happy for them now. And that's a much, much better place to be. So basically, for, in this case, the shadow was the fact that I hadn't worked through that identity loss that I had had previously, and it was blocking me from really being able just to be happy for other people living their lives in a way that makes them happy. And that was sort of where it was at. So things like that, and it can be a lot of different things, like the loss of a pet, perhaps, or it doesn't even have to be lost. It could be trauma, it could be past abuse, past traumatic situations. It could be a lot of things that can really hinder you and work through. Now, some situations or certain things you may very well not be equipped to deal with on your own, and that's perfectly okay. I've been to counseling and therapy and psychiatrists and stuff, mainly due to my mental illness, but honestly, it's extremely helpful. Even if you don't have to be mentally ill to go to a counselor, you do not whatsoever. There are people that are trained to assist you in working through, you know, issues, trauma, things like that in your life. They can be amazingly helpful and help you see things that you would have never seen on your own. For example, and the big reason why I think I've been able to get through shadow work a little easier than I used to was because I've been through so much counseling and therapy. You know, it's given me a lot of skills to help me work through things as they come up. And for example, for a while I struggled really, really bad with anxiety. I still do, but nowhere near to the extent that I used to. And one of the things that my counselor told me to do was, when I feel a sudden, unexpected surge of just random anxiety that just felt like it came on for absolutely no reason, just to sit down and think, okay, what happened to me that this is what, you know, I'm experiencing? Because a lot of the times I'm experiencing something that's subconsciously reminding me of something that at one point in time would cause abuse in my past. So for example, what would be a good example here? So for example, a lot of the times when somebody would ask me, you know, are you doing okay? And I'd say yes, and they'd say, are you sure? I used to get a huge, like, if anybody questioned me being okay, I would get a huge surge of anxiety. And I realized what that was, and that was because growing up, if I said, yeah, I'm okay, it was never believed, and basically we'd be battered down and questioned regardless of what it was. And basically it was, without going into too much detail, it would lead to a lot of bad things and not be great, and it was not a fun time. So for me, it's basically been working through a lot of trauma. It's been mainly my shadow work, and working through all the change, and working through everything that's happened in my life due to both mental illness, due to abuse, due to just simply losing some people that were important to me in my life, whether it be just simply they decided they no longer needed to be in my life, or because they passed. It's been a lot of things. It's, you know, loss of pets, loss of people. There's so many things that can hinder us in our lives, and so many things that we can go through. And shadow work also is something you should never rush through. That'd be my big piece of advice. Never just say, whoop, we're gonna get all the shadow work done now, because you may ask to, you know, allow yourself the ability to do that, but you'll have to face very, very difficult things in shadow work, and it can be very difficult, it can be draining, exhausting, and it's okay to take breaks from it, so that way you can recoup and get yourself back up on your own feet before you try dealing with the rest of the stuff going on. shadow work is something that I think is a slow and ongoing process always throughout the practice, and it's something that you should never try to force yourself to push too hard through too quickly. And that's another thing that's kind of come up is, I'm sure if you're, especially if you're on like TikTok or certain social medias or whatever, you may have heard of the stone moldavite. People are going absolutely crazy for it right now. But the idea is that it's supposed to like make you speed through your spiritual journey, which, by the way, you do not need moldavite to go through your spiritual journey. You don't need it. I'm gonna be the one to tell you right now. I was tempted to buy it, like, not even gonna lie, but you don't need a stone to go through your spiritual journey or to bring about change. Because saying that, oh, it puts your spiritual journey on speed mode, okay, even if it does, that's not necessarily a good thing. Because speeding through does not mean skipping steps. And what that could mean is you burning out. What that could mean is you going way too quickly through things that you needed to take your time on. It could result in, say, a lot of shadow work coming up and kicking your butt. It can be a lot of things that could really be harmful to you. And trust me when I say you don't need a stone to make the universe throw more at you. You can very much just ask for it. You don't need a moldavite stone to do that for you. If you are open to change, change will be given to you. We're in the places that you need it. You may not always notice it. You may not always think that this is what you need. But trust me, when you're open to change, change very much comes. Especially wherever you need it. In the past year or so, I've changed jobs, living situations. I've, you know, set up a lot of boundaries between myself and other people that weren't there previously. You know, I've gone, like, because I just said, okay, screw this, I want change. And my life has done a full 180 in the past year, essentially. I went from being absolutely miserable in a horrible place with my mental health, working a job I hated, you know, living in a place that I hated that was terrible for me and not helpful or at all, and just overall in this horrifically bad place. And now I'm actually doing pretty well. I've got, I don't know if you can hear the jingling in the background, but one of my pet's rats is playing with a ball. You know, like those little cat balls with the bells in them. Just in case you can hear it, you probably can't, but it's very cute. So sorry, where was I? Oh, yeah. So you don't need to speed through your spiritual practice, and it's probably not a good idea to try to anyway. Seriously, take your time. As much as it feels like we're all just wanting to be that person that that somehow just knows absolutely everything, you know, you can tell what everything is. You don't have to check your books before casting a spell and stuff. Or think we all want to be that person that just knows everything and is all omnipotent and things like that. And don't speed yourself up to that point. There's a lot to go through your practice. There's a lot of things you need to discover. If you're early on, you're very much in the discovery phase of seeing what does and doesn't work for you, what parts of your practice you may or may not take on or put down. It's always a learning process, but you're in a very exciting place, I think, in your craft when you're starting out. And I think a lot of the times people don't really think of it that way. But it's a really exciting time. You're discovering so much. You have so much to learn. There's so much that you don't know yet. And I'm the kind of person that at least likes to learn. I like to be a student. I always like to pick up new things. I love to learn stuff. And if you're like that, witchcraft is going to be amazing for you, because there is no end to the learning. I still am learning so much. I've recently discovered things that were closed practices that I was pulling from and didn't even know it, so I've stopped, or things that, you know, I recently received, like, were gifted items for, but then later found out that was for a closed practice, and then I went, okay, good, because I wasn't comfortable using those, so they were kind of tucked away in a drawer until I knew what to do with them. Still don't know what to do with some of that stuff, but we'll figure that out at some point. There's lots of witches in town. I'm sure I'll meet somebody eventually who might actually practice that faith. But there's so much, and there's so many ways to do it, and there's no wrong way to do it, but I guess I just talked about a wrong way to do it, which is pulling from closed practices. But it's something very exciting, and it's okay if you mess up, is another thing. Like, most things can be undone to some degree, and just be careful. Don't rush into things before you're ready, and it's okay if you're not ready for spell work, you know, after a week, or if you're not ready for deity work after even a year or two. It's okay. I know I definitely rushed into some things that I probably shouldn't have, because those could have very easily gone very wrong. I definitely rushed headfirst into spell work and deity work, and those could have gone very wrong very quickly. I think I got lucky, but yeah, I would not recommend it, because now, knowing a little more than what I knew then, a lot of that stuff, dear God, if I was a mentor and I saw my previous self doing what I was doing, I always said, oh dear God, please stop. For a lot of it, it would have been like, you are messing with things you have no idea what they're doing. no, but you know, it's an adventure. You figure it out. You get there. Every now and then you realize you've been messing with something you shouldn't have been messing with, talking to somebody who wasn't what you thought they were. You know, it happens. And you learn from it, you grow from it. But yeah, so I low-key almost kind of wish, like, kind of miss some of the early points in my practice when, you know, still learning and everything was brand new. But at the same time, I'm just trying to branch out and learn more in other areas that I'm not familiar with. Some of it's I'm trying to just learn about other practices, not necessarily partake in them. I'm just more so curious about some of them. Like, I really want to learn about, like, Haitian voodoo and stuff. I'm really, really curious about that. I'm not going to partake because it's a close practice, but I'm really curious about, like, how they practice, because, I don't know, it's different, it's interesting. They have a totally different set of rules and sort of ideas on how they work with spirits and deities and stuff. So that's another thing. If there is a closed practice and you want to know about it, you can just go ahead and learn about it without practicing it. Like, that's okay. it's just when you start practicing it or disrespecting it that it's not cool. Especially if you haven't been, particularly if you haven't been, like, initiated in or born into the practice. So yeah, that's sort of the thing too. But anyway, I'm kind of ranting here. So to loop back eventually to shadow work here. So yeah, shadow work is a big important part of your practice. It will allow you to sort of unlock more and more of who you are, your power, and really bring you into a better headspace overall. And if you're in a better headspace, it allows you to more clearly be able to complete your workings, to do what you gotta do. It brings you into a better place where you can more clearly see, you know, it's easier, it makes it easier to work with spirits, it makes it simpler to cast spells, it helps your intentions. It helps a lot to be able to really do what you want to do. And also, sometimes when you're working in a place where perhaps, you know, you're working through a lot of trauma and stuff, because of that, you might not be in a headspace to be making always the greatest decisions at times. Sometimes it's simply just the way how whatever trauma's affected you. And it may push you to, you know, do things that aren't good, but, you know, you're not in the right place to see that. You know, done some things that were definitely, at the time, seemed like exactly what I wanted to do, like hexes I wanted to cast and things I wanted to push because I was angry, and looking back, that's not exactly what I wanted. It's just, I hadn't done my work yet, so I wasn't looking clearly at the situation, and it makes it a lot easier. So do your shadow work, take your time with it. It can be exhausting, it can be difficult, it can be dreadful, but the end result is very, very much worth it. It is really good for you overall once you've completed it. Now, again, it's always okay to ask for outside help from either friends or family, people you trust, or, you know, counseling even to do that as part of your shadow work if that's what you need, and that's perfectly okay. I know to some degree there very much is a stigma around counseling because it's like, oh, there's something wrong. But, like, granted, I think that's more so the older generations that generally, like, older than mine that tend to do that. I'm, like, 23, so it's not a huge deal for people, but I know especially, like, for younger folks, too, than myself, like, nobody cares. And I'm really happy that that's kind of the way how it's going, that people are caring less and less if someone's going to therapy. They're just like, yeah, whatever. You're doing what you gotta do. Which is how it should be seen. It's the same way how nobody would look at you weird if you went to just a doctor's appointment for a checkup, you know? Or to go talk about any sort of other health concern. You know, it's just you're taking care of yourself and you're making sure that you're okay. And going to counseling can very much be a way to do that. Granted, it's not something that is always accessible to everybody is the problem. So I'm lucky enough to be in a place like in Canada. So since I'm diagnosed with a mental illness, at least this is what I last heard when I went through the public healthcare system for counseling. They do have specific counselors there, and if you have a diagnosed mental illness, you can go and see them, for that. And that was how I got counseling for the first while. Eventually, the counselor that I had moved away from the public sector and went and worked at a private counseling place. Since then, I have gone to go see them. Initially, when I went, I was a teenager, so I didn't really have the cash to shell out for counseling, but now as an adult, I have, like, insurance and stuff, which helps a lot, but so I can go and still see my counselor when I need to for that, but it's not accessible for everybody. I know our, like, a lot of libraries and stuff have walk-in counseling regularly. Probably not right now due to the pandemic, but that was a thing that was being offered in a lot of places. So if you are Canadian and you need counseling but you can't really access it, definitely, like, look into perhaps any similar things like that, any walk-in counseling that they offer around town, or if they have any similar programs like that. So, if you're... I know a lot of the listeners here are also American. Unfortunately, I'm not really aware of any programs, really, that you could go through in the States. I'm not really fully in the loop on the mental health healthcare situation there. I know I've got an idea of your normal healthcare, but not the mental healthcare end of things. But I'm sure a quick Google search for most people in the areas might be able to find some help. There are other resources. Like, I know there's this app called, I think it's called A Cup of Tea, or Two Cups of Tea. And yeah, it's one of those. And it's where you can just talk to another person, not necessarily a counselor, but you can talk to somebody who's just kind of going to sit there and listen to you and, you know, talk to you about whatever's going on. That might be helpful for you if you can't access counseling at all, because that service is free. But yeah, it's okay to need a little bit of a hand, because some of the stuff that you may come up with in your shadow work may simply be absolutely overwhelming, and that's okay. It's okay to need an extra hand just to work through it. It's not easy, and a lot of people kind of try to avoid it because they think, like, no, this is difficult, therefore I don't want to do it, or this is challenging, therefore I don't want to do it. And I get not wanting to do it. It can suck at times, but also don't be afraid to do it, because once you've worked through the things that are blocking you, like, the more you do it, the better you feel. Yeah, just take rest time. You got this. But, yeah, I think I've been rambling long enough here. So I think that's going to be it for today. But I'm also... Okay, I don't know if anybody from here follows me on TikTok. My username on there is yeetistelitist85. I'll put that in the description for the episode. So feel free to follow me there as well. I've been trying to make TikToks and stuff too. I've totally have kind of let the Instagram die. I'm gonna attempt to revive that a little bit. We'll see. Yeah, and I might finally get my stuff together. I'm supposed to get my Hegswag subscription box in soon. I kind of dropped the ball on making YouTube videos for that as well. Long story short, pandemic kind of kicked my depression into overdrive and total motivation loss. So, between that and funnily enough, the pandemic's also made me way busier than I was pre-pandemic, and now attempting just to kind of recover because things in my area are reopening and all over the place, so trying to keep up. It's been absolutely insane, so I'm going to attempt to keep a schedule. I don't know how closely I'll be able to keep to it, though, just with where things are right now. Like for many other people, life right now is very unpredictable, but I'm hoping to keep this going. Yeah, I'll talk to you guys next time.